Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a court case during the week involving a man in Cork who drank the contents of his hotel room minibar. The man didn't pay for it, and it cost €448. So is minibar alcohol particularly expensive, and why? Ciara Mooney is Director of Freedom Travel. Afternoon, Ciara.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. So why is the alcohol in the minibar more expensive? Is it just simply they can get away with it?
I think they can get away with it because they have a captive audience. So basically, if you're in the hotel and you decide that you're after being down at the bar and the bar is closed, and the only other place at that hour of the evening that you can get a drink is back up in the room, no matter what price it is, you probably have a goo in you. So you're going to pay €7 or €8 for something that might cost you half that price, maybe in a bar that's just down the road from the hotel.
Yeah. Now, as an experienced traveller, have you ever made that mistake? No judgment now.
I have actually, and recently enough, I was staying in a fabulous hotel in Albania. It was a 5-star property, and I had a friend who had bought a few drinks and put them in the minibar just to keep them cool for me. So I took the wrong beer, and as we were checking out, the guy ran back up from reception up to the room and realised that I had taken the bottle of beer. Now, bearing in mind this is Albania, and down the road, a bottle was €150. When he came down and charged me €7, I nearly fell over. I was like, for one bottle? And he was like, yeah, one bottle. So, of course, I had to pay it. But if I had been thinking, I probably would have went out and bought 4 bottles and replenished the one that I had in the bar at the time.
Oh, my God. And
yeah.
Now, that's interesting that he ran up and checked. Because in my experience, they'd usually ask, did you take anything from the minibar? There's a degree of trust.
There usually is. But when I said no, he was like, well, I'm just going to check anyway. So I was like, okay. And then my friend was like,
this Irish woman's a bad liar.
Yeah, exactly. I think he knew by me. I was kind of like, will I get away with it or not? Because my friend did tell me afterwards. I was like, you know what? I shouldn't be really saying this, but I'm going to. I was like, I'll try and get away with it and see what happens. But I think my guilty face just shone through. And my mother always says, I can't lie. So obviously this receptionist, he seems right through me. So he did.
Okay, well, that's being a bad liar is not a bad complaint at all. Because I remember, there used to be a thing where some of them, mini bars would have a sensor or something in it, so they'd know immediately if you took something out.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bigger kind of hotel chains will have that, definitely. And I think that's to avoid the likes of what I just said, going out and buying another one and putting it back in again. But the majority of time, I think it depends on the property that you're staying in. Some of the hotels don't even have mini bars at the moment. And then I know, like with the years and travel, we have clients that actually request it. And it could be for the likes of medication, you know, if they have diabetes medication with them that they have to keep in a cool place. So there's different reasons for having it, but the drink in it, and like as I was saying before, like a packet of peanuts would pay for your breakfast the next day, the cost that they charge you on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So is the minibar becoming a thing of the past, would you think?
It's hard to say because people still like to have it in the room. Like there's always that, you know, break glass in case of emergency. And I think that's where the minibars come into play. It's like if you're lying in your bed and you decide, oh God, I have the nibbles, or you want to watch a late night movie or something, or just relax. And there's a nice view from your balcony, for example, and the minibar is there. Of course, you're going to think, do you know what? I'm on my hollybop, so I might as well open the minibar and grab a few beers, not realising that on checkout, it's going to be an astronomical bill, you know?
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, so it's there. At the same time, though, like, I don't know, I suppose how many people will do that, in the space of a week or the space of a month? So there could be things in there that have been in there, like the peanuts and stuff, that have been there for a long time, you know?
There could be, but then I would use the kind of the logic of they're not going to keep replenishing it and there's always going to be something there. Like, I would think that it is used. You know, because there is a lot of people that, and you always hear stories of people going back to their room in the evening times, or even having other people into their room and having a little party. And it's like the only place that they can get there is the minibar because everywhere else is closed. So, and they're obviously making money off it or they wouldn't still be there, you know?
Yeah. If you go into your room and you go, oh my God, there's a minibar. I know I have absolutely no resolve whatsoever. Can you request to have it removed?
I have never done that, but I'd imagine you could probably say it to them. Some are actually locked and you have to ask for the key. I've seen that in a good few hotels now. I've stayed in myself. So I think that's probably a good way around it as well, you know, that you have to ask. Because sometimes if you put that in the middle, you kind of think twice about, like, no, I'm not going to use it, you know. It's like putting them, you know, the pigs that they used to have in the fridge that it'd honk at you. If you went into the fridge or wanted a piece of chocolate cake or something, you have to think twice about doing it.
Yeah. Actually, no, our listeners just texted to say in Vegas, when you're booking your room, you can request the minibar fridge be removed, but you have to pay for that. So I don't
pay
know.
Pay for it to be removed. Yeah. Whoa, I haven't heard that before.
So
it goes to show how much money they make in it, though, doesn't it?
They charge you for that anyway. No, but I've also booked into, I've also stayed in hotel rooms where there is a fridge that obviously used to be a mini bar, but there's nothing in it. Maybe a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And that's kind of handy.
Yeah, that's happened a lot more. Yeah, and then, like, in all fairness, like, I think society now, the way they're going, a lot of people are very health conscious as well. So they might not necessarily want to have the alcohol in the minibar. It might just be maybe the soft drinks and kind of chocolate that would melt if you had it out of the fridge, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of an odd one, really. Do you ever come across people, because you could see, if you put a bit of planning into it, that you could replenish.
I'll give you a story.
Yeah, go on. Tell me.
I had clients of mine one time that they were getting onto a cruise, and they didn't take the drinks package at the time, because whichever cruise line was very, very expensive. And she came back and she blew me away with her story. Said, oh no, I said, I got on with the vodka. I was like, how the hell did you make it past security with the vodka? She said, you know what? I put it in the Holy Mary bottle. You know, the bottle for the holy water? She put the vodka into the bottle and smuggled it onto the ship. I was like, do you know what? 10 out of 10 now.
Brilliant.
For creativity.
That's points for that. But do you ever come across people who might kind of go, okay, there's you know, for instance, there might be a small bottle of vodka or bottles of vodka in there. Just replace them with water and no one's the wiser. Like, kids do it all the time.
That with their mum and dad presses when they were younger, but I've never heard about it now with the hotels.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that anyone has done that. And I've never had in the 20-odd years in the travel game somebody coming back and saying, do you know what, I opened a bottle of whiskey and it didn't taste anything like whiskey. It was more like tea. So they might do a spot check, you know, just to make sure that the lids are still in contact before somebody else checks into the room, I would imagine.
We're giving people ideas now. Kira, thanks a million. Thanks, Amelia. That was Kira Mooney there, Managing Director of Freedom Travel, also a solo traveller herself. One text says, my husband and I went away for one night. We went for a cheaper hotel to save money. We ended up getting plastered and drinking everything in the minibar. We had to pay €150 for the minibar. Not so cheap after all. Well, it was cheaper than the fellow that was in this Cork. It was over £400 that fella drank in the hotel bar in Cork. Another breed says, we stayed in a very swish hotel and there was a mini bar and fridge. Being unused to such things, oh no, we thought they were all complimentary. Checkout was a rude awakening. Did they not have a little kind of, because usually they'd have a little price list of the things that are in. But again, it mightn't be in the fridge, so you mightn't know. And even at that, can sometimes you can see that if there is a mini bar, they might have bottles of water, but it's not clear whether those bottles of water are complimentary or they're going to charge you a fiver for a bit of water. So you kind of have to be cautious about that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.